Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
History was made at the White House when Vice President Pence met with religious leaders on Israel's Independence Day, the 69th birthday of the day that Israel declared independence in May 1948. We're going to be talking about this amazing event and how Vice President Pence not only shared from his heart, but also talked about President Donald Trump's stand with Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, you were able to watch this live online.
I did. I
was actually
the live stream.
A few feet away from the vice
you
president.
You were live there.
I was live there.
Sitting at his feet, practically. I mean, you couldn't help but get emotional because you're thinking this is the first time any president has ever recognized Israel's Independence Day in the White House like this. And so you're watching this and you're hearing the words come out and you're seeing all the people excited and taking pictures, but you were actually there.
Yeah, on my left were Mr. and Mrs. John Hagee, who's head of Christians United for Israel. On my left were Pastor and Mrs. Jim Garlow, and of course he is married to Rosemary Schindler Garlow, Schindler being the one name that brings up the relationship she has to Oscar Schindler. She's part of the Schindler family. She's a Messianic believer in Yeshua as Messiah. So she's on my left. The rest of the room is filled with people. It's probably about, 50 people maybe or so in that room, in the Indian Treaty Room, beautiful room. And also there was the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. He was amazing in speaking about Israel. And also the Israel Ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, he was also amazing. We had some senators, we had some members of Congress, we had some rabbis that were next to me. We also had Christian leaders, and then Vice President Mike Pence, of course. He said he accomplished a lifelong dream. He had been to Israel a few times before, but in December of last year, 2016, he took his entire family to Israel, which are his children. And he wanted to bring his whole family to Israel. That was a lifelong dream, and he was able to do that just a few months ago. But he shared from the heart. First of all, he clearly said that President Donald Trump, loud and clear, this message was clearly articulated throughout, stands with Israel and will always stand with Israel. Very strong statement. He also said he really spoke from his heart about his love for Israel and the Jewish people. He quoted scripture, which is just amazing. As we're sitting there and standing while the vice president is speaking, I'm to his right, about 3 feet away from him. And we would applaud at different places, and the people in the room would look around at one another and almost like,
in awe.
This is history.
Right.
This moment is historic.
I'm surprised
never
you
before,
weren't jumping up and down.
we were just like amazed. It was a surreal moment that first time in history that the White House, in the White House, as that's where we were, actually honored Israel's Independence Day on the day of Israel's independence, which is May 14, 1948. Mm-hmm. This was May 14, 2017, the 69th year since Israel declared independence on May 14, 1948.
I think it was wonderful what Senator Orrin Hatch shared as well.
I was really surprised at his message. I had no idea, and I think most of the people, no matter how much they're versed in Israel, did not know the extent of Orrin Hatch's commitment to Israel.
I was amazed.
He has worn around his neck for 40 years. He says maybe he's gone a couple of days where he didn't put it on. Except for going to bed, he's worn around his neck for 40 years a mezuzah. It was amazing. And he says he uses that to remind himself to pray for Israel and the Jewish people.
And typically that's what the Jewish people put over their doorways with God's blessing of scripture inside. And, you know, that sometimes they touch it and pray over it. But he's actually wearing it.
He's wearing it, yeah. And that's the mezuzah is on the doorpost, and it comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
And I put one on mine and have one in my car after I came back from Israel.
Yeah, and so, you know, they'll touch that. as they walk into the mm-hmm. house. And it basically, in that chapter, talks about teaching the Word of God to your children while they sit, while they stand, you know, and so forth, and put it on their foreheads and so forth. Basically, immerse yourself always around, have the Word of God always immersed around you. And so that's where that comes from. And they've ultimately created this mezuzah to remind them to bless God as they walk into the house. So he wears that around his neck for 40 years.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Know anybody else who's ever, ever done that. And he talked from the heart, just like the vice president. Senator Ted Cruz was there. Other people were there. Congressman Peter King, Congressman Trent Franks, some people from the cabinet, people that have been appointed to do negotiations with the so-called Palestinian group, the factions, and Israel. And it was a fantastic day. It was amazing to just be there on the 69th birthday of Israel's independence.
And interestingly enough, it's a day before the National Day of Prayer. So I think it was a nice flow into that, not only pray for our country, America, but also to remind us to pray for Israel and the Jewish people.
Yeah, we prayed for Israel that day, certainly. And later in the week, we had the National Day of Prayer. And of course, we'll even talk about that on another program where the president issued a proclamation, also issued a religious liberty executive order. So we prayed for Israel on the beginning of the week, toward the middle of the week, toward the end, we prayed for the United States, and we're in unity. On the last day of the week, I was actually at the Israeli embassy for the Christian Solidarity event. It's the 15th annual event, and I was there along with some other staff that we have at Liberty Council in Covenant Journey. Cindy Matthews was there, and also Jonathan Alexander, who is our Director of Public Policy in Washington, D.C. And there the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, spoke, and he always is so good. And it's an event bringing Christians together at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. to show our solidarity with Israel. You know, right now we have some amazing opportunities. Vice President Pence said during his message that President Trump is seriously considering at this moment moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, we all certainly applauded over that. I think that that is long overdue. Congress has already passed enabling legislation to do that during the George W. Bush years, but neither Bush nor certainly Obama acted on it. They continued to sign waivers that go out every 6 months. The current waiver has not yet been signed by President Donald Trump, and it ends on June the 1st. Well, guess what? President Trump is flying to Israel, and he lands on the 22nd, and we actually land on the 22nd.
The same day the Covenant Journey trip
as well.
Is
yeah,
be
the Covenant Journey trip.
Going to be busy.
With our students lands on the same day, so we hope
wow.
we can find a place on that tarmac to
yeah,
land.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, we're going to be landing the same day he's there. He will actually be speaking, and then he will leave. He doesn't want to interfere with the celebration of the unification of Israel, but the date to celebrate that is later in the week, just a day or two afterwards. And that is the celebration of the 50th year of Jerusalem being unified, because that was in 1967, where East and West Jerusalem were unified, and Israel has become a unified capital of Israel ever since that time. Lots of amazing things happening. I encourage you to become part of our Liberty Council ministry, our Christians in Defense of Israel ministry. It's an educational and advocacy ministry, and you can receive both the Liberty Council emails as well as the Christian in Defense of Israel emails. And through both of those, we're going to be letting you know when and what time we can make our voice known to members of Congress, because we need to move that embassy.
Right, we need to pray.
It's perfectly timed to be able to do it. It could actually happen, at least the message could actually be done this month. We don't know, but certainly this year. And the longer it waits, the less opportunity we have. So join us. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Click on the bottom, scroll down to the bottom, and at the bottom, you'll see the Liberty Alert emails. Click on that. You can sign up for that and also the other emails for the various ministries of Liberty Council, including Christians in Defense of Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for the United States of America. Visit lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.